Wish your wife came over today afternoon.
So Rabbi Isai, we are at the Mishnah at the bottom of 9b, Testament Beis. And the Mishnah says as follows. Mezamin es hanatios v'karchen osan. You may, according to the translation, apply rancid matter, whatever that rancid matter is. I'll let your imagination run wild.
Isn't that the same word as sweat?
Whatever it is. You may apply whatever it is to saplings. Mefarshim say the teals here are lopdafka tree. It was the normal thing to do. The karchanaisan, and you may wrap them. You may either wrap them to protect them from temperature, or you may wrap them to make them grow in a certain way, make them grow down.
Sure.
The kite benaisan.
We got to talk about the
sea,
that's why.
One second.
Watch out.
Okay.
The kite menai son, and you may crop. You may put ash on the roots of the trees.
Yes, I'm warning.
Okay, so if you look at footnote one, it points out kite menai usually means ashes, but the problem is we learned in a previous mission that there is another procedure called ma'afkin, which sounds very similar. So an alternative translation is snipping off the tip of the branches. Ba'isen lehem batim, you may make shelters for trees, okay? Umashkin isen, and you may water them. Okay, so there are five procedures here, and they're all mutter ad Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Reb Liazor ben Reb Tzadok Aimer, af mashkehu es hanoif b'shvias, you may even water branches. Not it was mashed in the Tanakhama that you may only do it ad Rosh Hashanah. So it sounded like you may water trees on Rosh Hashanah, but after Rosh Hashanah, on Shvias itself, you can. So comes Rabbi Eliezer ben Reb Tzadok, and he says, no, afu mashkes hanoif b'Shvias. You can actually water branches during Shvias, which is a shinoi, avalayas ha'ikar, but not the trunk itself. Okay? More on all of this in the Gemara. Sachen es ha'pagin u'menakvin oison ad Rosh Hashanah. You may smear figs with oil. You may oil them and pierce them so as to put oil inside of them. Very interesting footnote. 6. The ripening of immature figs can be accelerated by smearing them with oil while they are still attached to the tree. Sometimes oil was introduced into the unripe fig by piercing it with a sliver of wood coated with oil, or making a hole, okay? And the technique of oiling figs is still in use today, Rabbi Oberstein, and is known as oleification, okay? It has been demonstrated that oil releases ethylene gas from the fig, which catalyzes the ripening. So for those of you who don't like figs, is another good reason not to eat them.
That's the one tree that warms.
Yeah, that's the reason for global warming, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But this is, and the next paragraph goes on to say, it's a stimulant to the fruit's development. Okay? So you may do it on Rosh Hashanah, only until Rosh Hashanah. Okay? For unripe figs. And the Mishnah goes on to say, Fagi er shviyas, shenichel shviyas. But if you have unripe figs, that will not become ripe until shviyas. Bishel Shvias, Shiyatsu Lamaitsai Shvias.
Yeah, but you are on Zoom? Because he's asking three share.
Yeah, I'm on Zoom. Oh. Tzvi, I'm sorry, I was muted and I didn't have a video. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm sorry, I apologize.
No
My bad. Okay, so let's start over the at least this piece of the Mishnah. Sochen es hafagen v'nu menakven ois on the Mishnah yud amet aleph. Sochen es hafagen v'nu menakven ois an ad Rosh Hashanah. You may smear oil on unripe figs and pierce them only until Rosh Hashanah. Fagi er shvias shenichlus es shvias. But if you have unripe figs before shvias, entering into the shvias year, or in other words, they will only become ripe on shvias. V'shel shvias sheyatzu l'matzoi shvias, or if you have unripe figs that grew on shvias that will only become ripe on the year after, the eighth year, loisachin v'loy menakvin oisan. You may not oil them and you may not pierce them. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, makom shenagu losuch ein sachin. In the place where the minhag, the custom was to oil, smear them with oil, you may not smear them b'pnei shehu avoda, because it's considered work. That's how you work. That's how you work this. You grew the fruit. Makom shloi nagu losuch sachin. But if the custom was not to, you may, because it's not considered work. Reb Shimon, on a different topic, says Reb Shimon matcha be'ilon. After Shvias, even though you have this fig tree that has figs that are still considered Peir Shvias in the eighth year, you may nevertheless work the tree itself, because you're allowed to work the tree even if it has Peir Shvias on the tree, which are still have Kedusha Shvias. But the tree itself may be worked. Okay? There's point out one thing here, footnote 8 on 10a1. This is different. Just think about it for yourself. Let's be mimic just for a second. According just to the posh, the way we read it, so you have a situation where you have figs that grew in the sixth year before Shvias, okay? And they're not going to become ripe until Shvias. So you may not do anything with them. You may not besoch them. You may not help them grow. So what do we have here? We have a situation where it's a sixth-year fruit, and you still are also to do certain things with it. So
we're talking unripe.
Unripe, but it's a fruit. It nevertheless grew, right? And it even grew. Let's say it grew shlish. Shlish is still unripe, right? So he says in that second paragraph on footnote 8, 10a1, nevertheless, this Tana permits oiling only for six-year figs that ripen before Rosh Hashanah and not for those that ripen afterwards. One possible explanation for this is that the leniency accorded to six-year produce applies only to that could conceivably be eaten during the sixth year, which is what Tzvi meant. In other words, it's not considered Paris before Shvias, unless it can be eaten before Shvias. So that's kind of an added understanding, an added layer that this Mishnah gives you. Okay, and not the produce will become fit for consumption, and then kind of dovetailing with this explanation, another possible reason is that oiling in the sixth year causes the ripening of the seventh year, which is deemed analogous to planting trees late in the sixth year that will not take root until Shvias. So it's a similar thing. Okay, that's just a little spice to understand the halacha. Okay, so the Gemara says, Mezamin is anatias. First, we talked about applying rancid matter to a tree in the sixth year. Okay.
Where are you at?
I am at the Gemara on 10a. Beginning of the Gemara. It is it's 10a. The English is 10a2. Okay?
Yeah. Where were you reading in the English?
The first time, that first footnote was 10A1. Now I'm back to 10A2. I'm sorry for jumping. 10A1, footnote A is what I was reading, and now we're on 10A2. Okay? The Gemara, we're starting the Gemara. Okay? Mazamis anatias. You may apply rancid matter. Masniso de Rebbe. Our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. Baram, however, according to the Shita of the Rabbanon, who disagree with Rebbe, in a Brisa, Mizamin, Misalin, you may apply rancid matter and you may deworm, even b'shvius, even on the even during shvius, okay? Because remember, we had five things our Mishnah listed that you can do until Rosh Hashanah. One of them was mezamin. That was mashba, that you may not be mezahim on shvius. Rabbi holds you may be, or the Rabbanon holds you may be mezahim on shvius. Avaloi b'maya, but not on chalamaya, because it's a different getter, right? That's a different. What machalamayid is? What is exertion? Is doing work, right? Shvius here mizamin is to help, is to protect the tree. So something that protects the tree is even allowed to be done on shvius, right? Kambakan, whether it's shvius or whether it's chalamayid, ein megazmin. You may not crop branches because cropping branches stimulates the growth. So that is us or on.
Stimulates the growth of other branches or the branches you cut yourself?
I can't answer that question. I mean, it stimulates the growth of the tree that you're cutting.
Yeah, the new ones.
Stimulates the growth of multiple shoots from the exposed surface. That's what it says. Okay, so I guess I can answer the question. It must be that branch itself. Okay?
So this megazmin is going to be different than the snipping off the top of the.
Then we said mekatmin, yeah, it's got to be different somehow.
Like an arovos bush, if you cut the arovos stem,
at a certain point,
two
will grow out, right? So megazmin, right? You may not be megazim, and I'm not talking about exaggerating here. You may not be megazim on shvius, and you may not be megazim on chalamite. I will night to who esoraya, but you may deworm, right? You may take off, even if you cannot deworm on chalamayid, you may take off obvious worms on chalamayid. That's one pshat. Another pshat is you may remove branches that are obstructing a public walkway, a rishus rabim, right? Even on shvius or chalamayid. That's not for the tree. That's for, right? A public thoroughfare. Okay. That's one halacha. Next halacha. Rabbi Yossi Amar. Rabbi Yossi said as follows. Rabbi Avuna Bai. Rabbi Avuna asked the following question. Ma bein amizahim la'is la'bayis. Remember, we just learned in a brisa, not in our Mishnah, but our brisa maintained that applying rancid matter may be done on shvius. However, the Brisa, which allows that, did not address what we said in our Mishnah about Osa Lebayis, that you may provide a shelter for a tree. That may only be done, according to our Mishnah, until Rosh Hashanah, may not be done on Shvius. What's the difference? Why, according to the Brisa, are you allowed to be Mezahim on Shvius, but you're not allowed to be Osa Lebayis? That's what Rabbi Avuah asked. So here is the answer, and this is a big aside, which I think we discussed before, but this is the site. It's beforeish in the Gemara. Hamezahim, applying the rancid matter, ain ela kemoishiv shomer. It's only protect, appointing a guard, meaning it's a protective action. It's to protect the tree. It's not to help it grow. Bias oisolatzel behigadela mechamasai. However, the shelter that you make around the tree creates a shade that helps it grow. Something that helps it grow is usher on shvius, because it's like planting. Something that's protective is not usher on shvius.
Well,
mutter.
Why do you say even simpler is that you could have done it before shvius?
I don't think there's such a getter like that. You're talking about similar to Shabbos, anything that you could do Erev Shabbos.
Right.
I've never seen that before.
Because we're learning in the Gemara that it's to protect the tree, to save the tree if it had, that's why you put the rancid matter.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
That happens during Shvius. I mean, you can't
you know, project that's going to happen. Here you can project something.
I know Sam is just saying, but I don't know that getter that you have, Shabbos, I don't know. Maybe we'll see it. We'll, you know, I mean, it certainly makes sense when you're talking about a Drabbanon, the Gzeira, that the Rabban would hold you responsible for one and not for the other.
Right.
What you're saying is certainly Spardic. I just have to see it.
Take a look at 15.
15? Oh. It emerges from the preceding discussion that the rabbi's reason for allowing the application of ransom matter was that it merely protected procedure, not a stimulant. However, this raises the reason why our Mishnah, in fact, forbids this practice during Shvius. I don't think that was... I don't think it should be. That wasn't the same question. And the Chazanish says that our Mishnah must hold that even that, sometimes it does stimulate growth. So it's awesome. Okay? So our Mishnah disagrees with the Braisa on that particular point. Okay? And the Gemara, right? Have we finished with that? I think we did, right? So the Gemara is going to continue with this. With this set of Amorayim, right? Tamon Taninon, and in a Mishnah we learned later in the Masechta, Hamavakeh Bazayas, if somebody chops wood, needs wood for an olive tree, he takes some wood off of the olive tree, lo yechape ba'ofer, he may not cover over the exposed wood with earth. Ava machasuhu ba'avonu v'kash, he may cover it over with stones and straw. So again, Rabbi Yonah Amar. So Rabbi Yonah said, Rabbi Abuna Bayi. Rabbi Abuna asked the following question: Ma bein kashin, ma bein afar? What's the difference? And he answered the same kind of answer: Kashin, in the case of covering it over with straw and pebbles, ein elik ma'ishav shemer. That's just guarding the exposed wood that he cut away. Afar isolatina v'yigdela mechamasai. But if he puts earth on it, it reduces mud, and the mud will help it, will stimulate the growth. So it's usher.
During Shvius?
During Shvius. Talk about on Shvius, right. Okay. Now we're gonna get to the statement that we had in the Mishnah. The statement was one of the five things was Umashkin Aysan. You may water the tree until Rosh Hashanah, which is mashma on Shvius.
But indirectly.
One second. Hold. It didn't say indirectly. It didn't.
You put the water on the branches, then it drips into.
That's where Blazer Ben Tzadik said that. He said you could do it indirectly, right? But I'm saying the Tanakhama said mashka only until Shvius, right? Which meant not at all on Shvius. Blazer Ben Tzadik said no, you could do it indirectly on Shvius,
so
okay?
Before we go further, just with the olive wood, chopping out the pieces
of
the olive wood, you got to have hanaf in it?
From wood, yeah.
From the wood of the tree?
Yeah, from the wood of the tree, you can have hanaf, yeah. Yeah, you can have it. It's not considered something that's also on Shvius. It has to be a royal achila.
Uh-huh.
A wood you can have hanaf on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we said that before.
Right.
We talked about the fact that you had a non-fruit bearing tree, and if you watered around it, it got bigger, the trunk got bigger, but it's also to do it because of Maris Ayin. You can't water any, right? Because you can't work the land, whether it's a fruit bearing or not fruit bearing, but the tree itself is mutter, right? Taneh, so regarding this water, Rabbi Yosef ben Kupar, Amar Mishum Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua. Beishamai Oimrim, Beishamai says, Mashkal Anoif, B'yarid ala Iker. Similar to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik, right?
Yeah.
So he, right? Beishamai says you could be Mashka on the branches and then indirectly the trunk will get it. Beisol Oimrim, no, Mashka Bein ala Anoif, Bein al Ha'Iker. So it sounds like that's on Shvius.
No.
What?
Yeah.
That this Brisa, right? Oh no, excuse me, I'm sorry. This Brisa is before Shvius, correct? Right. So this Brisa is before Shvius. So therefore, our Mishnah says, footnote 4, that places no restrictions on pre Shvius watering. That must be
Beis Hillel.
Now, Here, take a look at variant A. It's very important. So this is how the Rosh learns it. The Rosh Cirilio says, what's going on? Why would Beis Shammai require a Shinui? If you're talking about before Shvius, why would Beis Shammai require a Shinui? It doesn't make a lot of sense. So he says, no, that the Braisa is talking about during Shvius. Mm-hmm. Okay? And our Braisa disagrees with Reb Lazar ben Reb Tzadok, who says that you only do it with a Shinui. According to the Braisa, it's only Beis Shammai that says you need a Shinui during Shvius, but Beis Hillel holds that you can even water a directly on Shvius, right?
Because it's Kiyum,
right. It's Kiyum, but I'm saying it's not so... I mean...
Then the ratio of the Mishnah is switching from pre-Shvius to on Shvius, and it's inconsistent with the ratio of the Mishnah.
Because the Mishnah says Ad Rosh Hashanah,
yeah,
and then Rav Lazar said it.
Shvius.
Right. Well, he did say Af. Af Mash. I mean, even according to the Mishnah itself, he's switching. He said Ad Rosh Hashanah, and he said Rav Lazar Rav Sada Garmer, Af Mashka Uus Hanoif Ba Shvius. So, you mean, right? So the Rosh really holds that this Braisa is saying, so that means that Rav Lazar Rav Sada, who was saying, was going in Shvius, was going in Beshitas Beis Shammai, right? according to the Rosh Hashanah, okay,
mm-hmm.
And it's going to make a huge difference in the Gemara we're about to learn, because we're going to have now a whole bunch of Mises, okay, the base Rebbe Yana and Mashke B'Sala. So the first way we learned that we were talking about that you have to do with a Shini on Shvius, right? That the machlokes b'shamay b'hillel was before Shvius, but on Shvius you can't do it at all. So we'll learn it that way first. So on Shvius, the vei Rebbe Yanai Mashke B'Sala, they would water trees during Shvius using a basket, which means they didn't directly water. A basket has all these holes on it, right? So it was like whatever implement we have that doesn't have direct watering. It's just it's almost like a sprinkler. Right, mm-hmm. With holes, and that's how they used to water their trees. Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Tavlai, Mashke B'Sala, same thing. Rabbi Akiva bar Ba, Rabbi Yudon bar Girya, Mashke B'Sala, V'Odar. He not only irrigated, distributed water with a basket, but he also hoed around the tree's roots. Okay, so that they would absorb the water. And the Gemara says, "V'chinas kavin alvaydus aretz." How can you do that? That's right. It's for sure aser. That's how our girsa is. The Chazanish says, "Farkert." The Gemara is not asking. The Gemara is stating, "V'chi loymas kavin alvaydus aretz," because he did not intend to. He only intended for the tree, not for the alvaydus aretz, and therefore that's why it was mutter. Okay, but in any event. We're talking about on Shvius, and in a very right only according to the Shita they have to do it with a Shinoi, right? And they're not being machmer mekel. They're just doing according to that Shita. According to what we just learned, that Beis Hillel holds you can just all right. Directly. All these stories prove that they were machmer more than Beis Hillel, right? All these stories prove that they went beyond what Beis Hillel allows. So it makes a big difference on how you learn it. They would do an even more direct, indirect way. They would water palm trees, a new broom or a palm leaf whisk. If anybody knows what that is, please tell me. I assume something like, in other words, they would put water.
Whisk is a little like
a little thing, yeah. So they would put water on it. It would like baste it with water. If they wouldn't, they wouldn't really water it. That's how they would keep it moist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now we have the last part of the Mishnah, right? Sochina safagin. So look at the second paragraph in the art scroll. Beautiful, a beautiful summary of what we know so far about that. Three halachas from that we learned. Number one, figs that ripen during the sixth year may be oiled. Number two, figs that do not ripen during the sixth year may not be oiled, and they do not ripen until Shavuos, may not be oiled even prior to Rosh Hashanah, and figs that grow, that began growing and are not yet ripe on Shavuos can't even be oiled in the eighth year, right? After Shavuos. What?
What's the reason for that one?
That's Kedusha Shavuos. So it grew during Shavuos. It grew during Shavuos.
You can't have enough.
Have enough. Kedusha Shavuos. Right?
So that was
the
Kedusha.
That even, because we're being machbar lakan, that's the Kiddush, right? Just like you asked. Right?
Okay.
It's not intuitive, it's counterintuitive, right? So that's the push of the way we have it. So the Gemara says, Anan Tanina and Sochanus Apagin, we learned it that way, push it, the way it's written the way we have our Girsa, Tanai, Devei Rebbe, Atana, in the Rebbe's Meis Medrash, read it a little bit different. If you turn back to the Mishnah, on Yud Amud Aleph, where it says, Sachan, see Mishnah Hey, Sachan Apagin, Umenakvin Oysan Ad Rosh Hashanah, Ve Elu Hain, what may you do? Fage Er Shvias and Nichasul Shvias, the ones that you may be Sach, on Rosh Hashanah are ones that even are not ripe until Shavuos. You may do that anyway. You may do it. Not that you, there's not three things you can't do. There's only two things you can't do, right? That's how that Tana of the Dvei Rebbe learned it. Vagei Er Shavuos, Elohei, Vagei Er Shavuos, Nisul Shavuos may be oiled and pierced. So Reb Eliezer Kamas Nisan. Reb Eliezer paskind the way we have it in our Mishnah. Reb Yochanan Kadod Sanai Dveis Rebbe. Reb Yochanan held the halacha was like that Tana Dveis Rebbe, which holds you may oil and you may pierce on even though it, on figs that don't become ripe until Shavuos. Okay. So let's think about it. The next statement was one from Reb Yehuda. So Reb Yehuda says, okay, if it's an Avaida, if it's Makam, right, Nagu, then you're not allowed to do it. If it's not an Avaida, you are allowed to do it. So it really depends on how you read the Mishnah. I'll die to Reb Eliezer. According to Reb Eliezer, who has our Girsa, which says, you may not oil in the sixth year, if it's not ripe until the seventh year. So when Rabbi Yehuda came and said, there's something that you may do if it's not an Avaida, like by Rabbi Yehuda, El Allah Hakel. He's coming to say, even though you may generally not do it, if it's not an Avaida, you may do it, because it's not considered work. And that's what our Mishnah was pointing out, that there's a certain kula. Al daita Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's saying that you may be soch these things Er Shavuos, like Bal Rabbi Yehuda Ella Hachmer. He's saying exactly the opposite. If it's not done according to the regular way, you are not you. I mean, excuse me. If it's the minute to do it, you can't do it. Then you may not be doing it. And they're not allowed to do it. Okay.
Okay.